Good morning again, my friend. This is David Stahl from Beholding His Glory. And yes, you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCB Radio. Now, more this week on what is true faith. So last week we ended with these words. If God reveals to us more of Jesus, and we see and hear God, and open up ourselves to Him, then faith, the true faith, the faith of Jesus Christ will come to be in us. Now, if we just could see and understand this truth, oh, how it would set us free from all of the struggles of trying to get faith or have faith. We do not, I repeat, do not need to try and muster up faith out from ourselves. All we just need to do is to put it all aside and hear God speaks to us. I think, though, that most of us are so trained emotionally such that we think that faith is sort of a good feeling about something or that it is a very positive vibe. Now, if we feel really good and have this great sense of whatever in ourselves, we think that is faith, but that is not. Oh, no. And yet, how many people understand that we can be the most deceived person in the church and feel this way and think that we know the truth? You know, people, they raise their hands in church and worship to, as they're worshiping to God with tears rolling down their cheeks, and they are living in absolute deception. After the last presidential election, I called an ex-pastor of ours for some advice about guidance on Christians or so-called Christians who voted for the Democratic Party. I asked, how could someone, a Christian, vote for a candidate who believes and supports abortion and homosexuality and the LGBTQ plus and all the other letters, Black Lives Matters and all of the things that God and His Word is against, and still call themselves a Christian? The truth is, if this is you, my friend, then you are just as deceived as the person who tries to work up their faith up and out for themselves. Well, we talked more and we went around and round, and him trying to dodge my questions because he told me 3/4 of his church are Democrats. Wow, 3/4 of his church. They lie and they are deceived and they know not the truth of the Word of God. Well, that's what the Bible says. They are lost as the day is long. And I told him so, and his reply was, well, just love them. No, that is wrong. We are to tell them the truth so that they can repent and line up with the Word of God. And if not, then kindly a second time ask them and let them know so that they can repent. And if they still refuse, and according to the Bible, then we need to show them the door. But oh no, they are in positions of authority, I found out. Too much money will be lost if they're asked to leave. And how about our numbers? What would the superintendent say if our numbers dropped? Sadly, my pastor friend has sold out. He could not, or I should say would not, because he does know that he is wrong. But he loves money and power more than he does the truth and God. Does this sound familiar? I would say this is the landscape of most, if not all, of the mainstream denominations in America. The church is full of deceived people who think they are believers, but are far, far from what God's asking us to be. Yes, we are all sinners saved by grace, no doubt. But once we add that label believer to our name, God expects us to live up to the standards, the holy and godly standards of the Word of God. Anything less than you are deceived and you know not God. Now, please understand me here. I'm not putting down worship. No, I'm not. But what I am saying is that not necessarily real faith or even worshiping God when those tears are streaming down somebody's face. After all, according to Jesus, we are to worship God in spirit and in truth. See John 4:24. I do not see how our emotions can engage and flow with the spirit and in truth. And verse 23, Jesus said, "But the hour cometh, and now is when the true worshipers shall worship the Father," that would be God, "in spirit and in truth." Here the word "true" denotes there are ones who are not a true worshiper or false worshiper. Also, the word "worship" here lifts the word "worship" out of the fleshly realm and transports it into the spiritual realm, where the Spirit and truth resides. My friend, we must not be deceived by our emotions or try to make a mental ascent to God. Oh, no. Our upward movement to God must be in or by the Spirit of God, in truth, or in those things that God calls true and holy and pure and righteous and godly. Again, faith, true faith, the faith of Jesus Christ, comes by way of hearing a word from God, Romans 10:17 in the Greek, which is an ongoing unfolding and revelation of Jesus Christ, who is to be in us. Let me say that again. Which is an ongoing and unfolding revelation of Jesus Christ, who is to be in us. And yet, can we notice this is how Jesus comes to be formed in us? Can we see the forming of Christ in us? And our coming to that inward revelation of Him goes hand in hand together with our faith? Why, sure it does. This ought to make spiritual good sense to us, because it is only as we hear and realize the revelation of Christ that God is giving that faith comes to be in us. We cannot believe otherwise and operate in faith. No, we can't. But we cannot believe unless God is giving revelation and truth. If not, then there would be nothing to believe. And yet, if God is speaking Christ, and we are hearing, then faith will come to be in us. Because of our hearing, we can come into a realization of the Christ who is in us. Wow, boy, that is so powerful. Now, if you closely examine what I just said, you will find it is the description of what the Bible calls the faith of Jesus Christ. See Romans 3 and 22 and 1 Corinthians 15 and 17, and we're going to look at Galatians 2 and 16. My friend, the list goes on and on. This ought to be fantastic news to see this, because it takes off of us the self-imposed pressure, which is a bit of deception also, whereby we try to muster up faith, even as Christians, out from ourselves and up to God, to get Him to help us or to get God to do those things that we think He ought to do for us. Wow. But real faith, real true faith, would never and cannot act this way. Oh, no. We are simply told to hear God, while God is unveiling and unfolding Jesus Christ in us. And as we open ourselves and embrace what God is revealing, which is what it means to hear, then there will be a greater revelation of Christ in us, and faith will come to be alongside of that. How could it not? For the faith of Jesus Christ is the product of God revealing Christ. Wow. And are hearing what God is speaking in His Son. Paul in Galatians 2:16 says, "It is better," said it better than I, "knowing that a man," that there will be mankind, "is not justified," that we're justified is, or declared by God, just or righteous, even though we are not and we are guilty by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ, even we have believed in Jesus Christ, that we might be justified by the faith of Jesus Christ, and not by the works, which is our good deeds and our religion and all that stuff, the good works of the law. For by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified. Galatians 2:16. More next week, my friend, on what is true faith. Next week, we'll begin to look at substance and evidence. Again, next week, we will begin to look at substance and evidence of what our faith is. This has been David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, hoping that you have a tremendous day today and this week that you draw closer to God and you allow Jesus Christ to be formed in you, and your faith will grow as God is able to give that revelation knowledge to you. God bless, and we will talk to you next week. Amen.